Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1685, Sheila Branch Farms LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, for land lying north of Route 20, also known as Hard Scrabble Road, and 1,200 feet west of Road 431, also known as Shortley Road, and to be located on 9.024 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the record, Commission received an exhibit booklet, which I'm holding up, on December 6th of 2010, and that is a part of the record and has been since that date. The Commission will all have copies. This exhibit booklet contains a color rendering of the site plan, qualifications of Mark Davison of DC Group and Design Consultants Group, a copy of the application form, a site plan, copies of portions of the 2008 comprehensive land use plan, a copy of the deed to the property and a survey to the site, a site evaluation report, a copy of the plus comments, also known as preliminary land use service, a copy of the plus comments dated August 19 of 2010, a copy of the applicant's response to the plus comments dated September 30th of 2010, a copy of an email from the Office of State Planning Coordination relating to the plus comments, proposed and suggested findings of fact, copies of letters from Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated and DelDOT relating to a traffic impact study, and a series of maps and aerial photographs. For the benefit of the Commission, I'm passing down a corrective qualification report for the exhibit booklet on behalf of Mark Davison and Douglas D. Berry, Professional Engineer with Pannoni Associates Incorporated, and also a reference to Pannoni Associates Incorporated. Mr. Davison and his firm and Pannoni have come together. So it's now under Pannoni. That's the purpose for the amendment. We received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We received those comments on December 16th of 2010 in reference to this site, and were advised that this site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They were dated December 29 of 2010, and we were advised that the site contains 6 soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, that on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that no tax ditches will be affected. And to date, that's all we have received in reference to this application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, we thank you.
I do have larger site plans if you want to see something a little bit larger rather than the color rendering.
Welcome to them if you like. I'm okay with what I've got here, I think.
Good. Thanks.
All right, sir. Thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney of record for Sheila Branch Farms LLC, which is the applicant that has brought this application for you this evening. I point out that this application was filed in February of 2009, and under current circumstances, that seems like it's been around a long time, but don't forget that we were snowed out in December, and it afforded me the opportunity to claim that I actually had my exhibit books in 2 months ahead of time, which is, a rare event.
I'm sure that's a record.
I believe Mr. Willard and Ms. Carmine are jealous that I was able to do that, but they were also scheduled.
I see
scheduled.
You're taking notes. Yeah.
The property is owned by Sheila Branch Farms LLC. The owners of Sheila Branch Farms LLC are Mark and Chuck Workman, who are sitting to my left, your right. And the design work done on this project was done by Mark Davidson, formerly of DC Group, now of the Pannoni Engineering Firm. We have provided these books to you. The books provide you with all of the documentary data that you would find necessary to evaluate this particular application and to provide you with an understanding of the technical thoughts that went into this particular process for your consideration. Among other things, I would like to point out to you that this is located in an agriculturally active area, particularly since it is being farmed by my client, Sheila Branch Farms, and the members of their family. What they have chosen to do is select a small portion of that land rather than all of it for the purpose of developing it in their family agribusiness area. The site is the focal point of where they work. It is where they farm from now. It is zoned AR1 agricultural residential, and we would hope to persuade you that it's worthy of being rezoned as a B1 neighborhood business area. If you are in agreement with that, then it is their hope that they're able to provide the community a neighborhood business that will be a retail, shopping, and personal service area that will serve the needs of the nearby developing residential communities as well as the agriculturally based activities that take place in the area. And we'll get into more detail of that as we proceed through the design. As you are aware, there is a requirement that this matter go to PLUS because it is something that is in an area that is designated under the state strategies map as a level 4. It is there for that reason, not because of its size. As you know, under the B1 permitted uses, if this were to be any larger than 50,000 square feet, it would be required to go to PLUS in other areas. And the cap in terms of size in a B1 area is 75,000 square feet because of concerns for big box stores. Let me allay any fears that you may have or anyone present may have. We are not proposing to have a big box store, nor did we intend to ever exceed 50,000 square feet. As Mark will explain to you when he goes through the design, we're at 28,000 square feet under roof and only 5,000 square feet of outdoor marketing type area will be proposed for this site. Under the current comprehensive land use plan of the county, it is in a low-level area where neighborhood business is a recommended use. And as I pointed out to you under level 4, a level 4 area is where the state expects growth to occur but does not want to spend any of its money for the development of infrastructure. But at the same time, in a level 4, there is a promotion of agribusiness farm complexes in small communities, which do require these types of neighborhood business centers. I think we have given to you all the exhibits that you would need to make a good decision in this case. I would like to point out that we also have included for your consideration a traffic impact study or the results of one that was prepared by Davis Bone and Fresnel in conjunction with the state scoping requirements. As you will soon see when we get into the detail, there are minimal, if any, real improvements that are required by that traffic impact study. And Mr. Hughes, in writing the report, concluded that he didn't think that there would be any significant changes in the traffic patterns in the area, with the possible exception that there may be later required a signalization for this project at that intersection. On-site septic and well are going to be used to dispose of sanitary waste and to provide water. We're in the we are in a fire service area, and we have ambulance service available. We're in the Indian River School District, and we think we have a good project that we will give you to look at, with the understanding that the project that we described for you tonight is not a site plan review. Rather, we're here on a change of zone, and what we propose may not necessarily address the way the commission would like to see it, but we also have to play to the bigger crowd when we come back in a month before the council. So Yes, we do. And with those thoughts in mind, Mr. Chairman, if you'll permit me, I'll introduce Mr. Davidson and let him come forward and present the technical aspects of this application. Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. I'm Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates, formerly of Design Consultants Group, Milton, Delaware. The site, as Mr. Schrader had pointed out, is 9.02 acres, approximately a part of a piece of property that is approximately 57.5 acres. Located within the booklets that have been submitted under the map section, there's an aerial, which you'll notice that this section here is marked in red here is the 9 acres that we're asking for this evening. Surrounded in this area here are other lands that are owned by the Workman family. Also, this site in the booklets under the application section, I did put together a B1 zoning concept plan. And if you notice that this site is sitting west of the intersection of Shortley Road and Hartscrapple Road, it's approximately 1,200 square feet from what we last year previously, the application of Workman Store being rezoned to B1. It's also approximately across the intersection. There is another small piece of property that is zoned B1. Located on the existing 9 acres at currently is the existing farming operation for the Workmans. Both on the site, on the concept platting, on the color rendering, I'll use the color rendering. There's some existing sheds out there, storage buildings where the equipment is stored. There's a couple of storage sheds. Out front here is used for storage again with that, as well as the location of their office. And then they have some existing fuel tanks and feed tanks located within that area. That approximate area is about 2.5 acres of the 9 acres. As Mr. Schrader had pointed out, the types of uses that they're currently looking at are for the B1 are agricultural related type uses in retail and farming, possibly. And what I've done is I've laid out a site here. Concept, but it's showing some building layouts here with the parking and the types of uses that are talking, you know, retail as far as, you know, being able to, something similar to like a Byler store that's located up in Dover, something in relationship to like an old Tom Bess that's located down in Lewis, where they're selling self feed and farm implements and things like that. We also show a farmer's market, an indoor and outdoor farmer's market. The site, as I laid it out, we incorporated the existing farm use, which is something that they intend to continue to utilize. As part of the traffic impact study, one entrance was proposed during the traffic impact study. Part of the comments were having a full access entrance with left turn lane. So what I've done is I come up with some traffic based on the numbers. Again, the traffic impact study took into account about 75,000 square feet of retail. This site here proposes about 28,000 square feet under roof and then 5,400 square foot outdoor for a total of about 33,000 square feet. So almost about half of what was proposed in the traffic impact study. But nonetheless, I've laid out an entrance here with a separate left turn lane, you've got your deceleration lanes, as well as the multimodal path that Deldot always requires. The proper dedications that were asked for in the traffic impact study are indicated on the front. What I've done here is I've buffered this whole entire 9 acres, as you can tell, as you can see on this color rendering, with landscape, with a 20-foot wide landscaping buffer going all the way around. I've also shown where we've taken the farmer's market, the area where we think maybe a farmer's market might work, and I've created a landscaping berm and buffer with some fencing to kind of keep it away from the existing area where they do their farming operations at this time.
As was stated, we presented this plan before the State Planning and Coordination Office through the PLUS process. And in the booklet are the application and the comments that came from State Planning, and then my comments back, trying to incorporate some of the comments that came out of there. Briefly, just kind of going through some of the state, some of the PLUS comments here. Again, I was talking about with DLDOT. We did do a traffic impact study. We did incorporate the concerns from the comments that came out of the traffic impact study. Two of the things was the site entrance, making sure that there's a safe passageway in and out of the site. This is a major collector. Route 20 is a major collector. To the east is takes you into towards Millsboro and U.S. 113, and to the west, of course, you'll hit Delaware Route 9, and then you'll go to Route 13. It takes you all the way to Route 13. So what we've done here is we've created an entrance layout here that will incorporate a safe passageway. Also, one of the requirements out of the traffic impact study was the need for this project here to contribute to a signal in the future at the intersections of Shoreby Road and Harshgravel Road. So someday down the line, DLDOT sees that there possibly could be a traffic signal there, and this project would have to contribute their portion towards that that signal. Stormwater management, we went out and we plugged some drains out here, and we found that there is a ditch that runs along northeast corner of the property. This ditch kind of traverses its way through the workman's farm. And I can show you on the arrow here, it works its way around and eventually runs right into Sheila's branch here. All stormwater management will meet the current state regulations. In the PLUS, during the PLUS process, they brought up some issues, some comments about TMDLs. In the PLUS comments, they refer to properties that are in Newcastle County. So what I tried to do is I tried to answer them to where this property actually lies within the inland bays. So during the stormwater design of this site, we will adhere to all the regulations for the TMDLs and the pollution control strategy. Water will be private. It'll be on site. One of the comments that came out of the fire from the fire marshal's office is about fire protection.
What we've tried to do here is keeping in theme with the agricultural. I proposed a silo, which will be an above ground water storage tank that will help provide for fire protection for whatever type of buildings that we that will be proposed for this facility here. So fire protection will be on site.
There are no leaking underground storage tanks within a quarter mile of this site. Wastewater. In the section here, we have there's a section in here that has a site evaluation. We did a site evaluation submitted to Denrec.
We found that this area in the back here on the northwest side of the property here, it was an ideal place to place an on-site wastewater disposal area.
And the results of that data is inside the booklet. And that's all I have.
Yes. We had a coin toss. Mr. Chuck Workman lost. And someone asked Chuck to come to the microphone for just a moment. Chuck, you're one of the principals of Sheila Branch Farms, LLC.
Yes.
And you had an opportunity to hear what Mark and I have had to say on your behalf And on behalf of the company, do you agree with what we had to say, as if you had said it yourself?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You did it. You did it the way I would have wanted you to do it. Gentlemen, I'd like to point out that, and again, I know we're not here for site plan, but I think that the Workman Brothers are well known for being in the agricultural community at this particular location. Their family, we were able to sort of track back to the 1868 Beers Atlas. If you take a look at that in the maps and photos section, there's an arrow pointing to an R. Mears, which is believed to be a member of their family that married into the Workmans many years ago. And that site is as close as we can tell where this proposed site is. Their intentions, we think, are the correct one in terms of keeping that characteristic of the neighborhood, looking to put in something that would be the equivalent of the old Tom Best store at Nassau or Byler's when you go out west of Dover. The important things for your consideration are that the traffic impact study showed little, if any, real impact upon Route 20. As you know, many of you are successful businessmen. You can't have a mercantile type establishment where you sell general merchandise without traffic. That's what makes Route 20 special in terms of what's going on here. They will be on a well-traveled road that will attract traffic. But at the same time, they also will be able to serve the area in which they are located and will be able to do so without causing any real harm to the traffic levels of this particular road. As you're aware from, and I'm thinking of at least for Mr. Wheatley's benefit, when Chairman Allen was still here, he could identify the 25, 26, or 27 things that you could do in a B1 area and named them quite well, thank you. But there are very restricted types of neighborhood businesses that take place on this site, and there are all the kind of things that we would propose to have in this area without getting into large retail-type establishments or shopping centers. There is adjacent B1 areas. And the last thing I'd like to point out to you is that during the PLUS process, to be honest with you, there was not a lot of participation by PLUS. Because it's in a level 4, you know, their state policy is that they really are going to oppose it no matter what it is. So I guess it's sort of like at the end of a baseball game when somebody steals first from first to second during the bottom of the ninth inning. It was sort of a benevolent indifference to this application, and I'm sure that all of you have read the PLUS comments. I also expect that Mr. Johnson has read them better than all of us put together, and we'll see where some of those comments don't seem to apply to this particular project. And we can tell you that from our meeting, they liked what they saw, they just couldn't do much about it, and it may reflect itself that way. So with those thoughts in mind, the fact that we're consistent with the comp plan, we meet the purposes of a B1 district, we've given you some findings of fact that you can work from if you choose to favor us with your approvals. Mr. Davidson, Chuck, and I are available to answer any questions you may have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Mr. Schrader, I want to thank you and your clients for their interest in investing in the industry of agriculture. We need all the investment we can get. You mentioned that there was a nearby zoning, B1 zoning, but you didn't point out how far away it was or which properties it was. Can you?
I'll let Mr. Davidson point since it's his exhibit, but it's across the road.
Approximately 1,200 feet east is the Workman store, which is here in Zone B1, and then across the catty corner across that intersection, this piece of property in here, a portion of this piece of property in here is Zone B1.
And the B1 zoning is allowed on major collector roads, is that not correct? The ditch you mentioned, is that a prong or is that a part of a tax ditch?
I believe it's just a prong. I'm not sure. I'm
Sheila Branch.
Not the Sheila Branch, but that comes up to
the upper corner of the property.
It would be a private ditch.
It runs
State Route 20.
Yeah, Route 20 bridge. Let's go to Tennessee Branch.
Is it part of the tax that's Chuck?
No.
I just mentioned that because there was, I think last year, some tax sticks laws that were changed as far as setbacks. You may want to double check on those before you do your final site plans. The parking is not an issue here, but I just wanted to make sure that as I rode by the parcel, there's quite a bit of property there. Do you have enough space to manage the parking, or do you need to enlarge the space beyond the 9 acres? I mean, have you checked, done a litmus test on the parking?
As you're aware, Mr. Ross, you know, the design of these parcels almost always starts with, we'd like to do this size building, and then you calculate the parking, which tells you that you can't have that size building. And then you factor in the stormwater management. And so if you were to prioritize what we're going to do here, I guess parking drives the building, which drives the stormwater management, and it's sort of a circular thing. But with 9 acres, we think we can do it.
It looks like it's an adequate amount, but I didn't do the math.
Well, currently, based on the square footage of the buildings that I have, 169 spaces are required, and I show 203 on the concept plan.
Perfect. Okay, I look forward to the public hearing comments. Mr. Chairman, any further questions?
Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to follow up with what Mr. Ross said as far as the parking. While they said in the site plan, out in this area, we probably wouldn't want to see parking in the front yard setback on that. So I think you've answered that question or concern, saying on 9 acres.
We agree.
I did want to mention, thank you, Mr. Davidson, for bringing that up about the traffic signal as a possibility, depending on how traffic flows. Mike, I have a question about that. Is that something that the applicant could go in cooperation with the other B1 uses in the area if it's that intersection where the other two B1s are?
That is correct.
So it would be a share.
It's a pro rata share of their, basically what they would be doing. And I can tell you,
again, I was involved in the application here for the Workman store. He had to enter into the same agreement that the Workmans will have to enter into. And they basically, it's a contribution towards that signal. So they wouldn't fund the whole cost for the signal.
And from the TIS, it doesn't, again, the numbers are so small, it doesn't appear the signalization may not be necessary in the early going. Mm-hmm. It may come at a later date.
I think I read that it said that the applicant could even, at the applicant's expense, do another TIS to prove or disprove whether the signal would be necessary based on future traffic, say, in 2015. Is that correct?
It may be cheaper to give them the money, dealt out the money that it would cost to do a TIS than to do another TIS and be done with the obligation. But that is something that you have to cross when you get there.
Mm-hmm. I did not see anything in the plus comments about any groundwater recharge area. Did any of your maps reveal whether this was or wasn't in a good, fair, poor, moderate recharge?
It's possibly in the moderate to fair recharge. The soils that indicated the pond, because of the water table depths, the seasonal high water tables, the pond will be wet. Nothing you can, unless there's something we can do design-wise to keep it dry, but it'll probably be a wet pond. So mm-hmm. As far as recharge, it's not a very... very good area for
it. Might make a good irrigation pond.
Mr. Bank, I think, referenced there were six soil types on the property. And like I said, finding myself in a seldom agreement with Mr. Schrader, but the plus comments were disinteresting, I think, at best in this. Although I was surprised to find out that this hardscrabble road is within a quarter mile of Wilmington, Delaware. So... now I know how to get to Wilmington quick and avoid the tolls.
You know, you blink and everything changes. Isn't it amazing?
and just the last thing that I do like about your what you've done on the site, realizing this is a change of zone, I think it was wise to put in what you did about the fire suppression. And you said that silo would be ag in appearance.
That's correct.
Try to do that, but I think oftentimes it's overlooked out in these levels, the need for emergency responders to get to a possible fire and then to be able to combat it. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as the applicant's counsel so rightly pointed out, I do like to look at the plus comments, and I must say that had I had my new stickers, I could have put them to good use in the plus comments. And, sir, all my concerns, especially those about the LUS projects that are located on Shipley Road in Wilmington, those concerns have been addressed adequately tonight. So I have no further questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
Just curious what the comments from DLDOT may have been as it relates to the existing pavement in front of the storage building that's already in existence. Are they going to require that to be taken up and relocated to a new entrance, or is that
correct?
Be allowed to be temporary?
Sort of. What I've discussed with DLDOT, and we'll discuss it more during the entrance plan stage.
What we've done is we've designed a new access way into the existing use facility, sort of a gated entrance to keep the public out of this area. But as far as because this building here has approximately three garage doors or doors in the loading area. In the beginning, depending on how this project, how the traffic would end up here, they could possibly utilize what's out front in the beginning, knowing full well as this site develops, as they start to max out the site commercial-wise, they would end up having to close this portion of the section of paving down and then utilize it from the inside. But again, that's all going to have to be discussed in more detail during the entrance plan development.
And second question would be made reference to the farmer's market. There's also a future phase to the east, and it appears to be three buildings and pathways interconnecting them. What is their purpose? Just in concept.
Just in concept, possibly some shops, retail, a restaurant, a bakery.
Anything permitted in B1 district.
All right, sir. Travitt?
No questions.
Okay. Council?
No questions. Thank you.
All right, then, gentlemen, we thank you. We'll keep nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1685, Sheila Branch Farms, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1685? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public